because of the black and white thinking of the intelligence?
Yes, that is one of the reasons. It's black and white. It's easy to understand. It's either this or that. But it's more than that. Rumi said, there is more than that in you, especially. What was that? The convenience. Remember? Whenever you like it, you will become one of these believers in personal effort and doing and blah, 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 blah. When is that? Normally when you have succeeded in something. But when you fail, it's completely another scenario. When I fail, oh, it was bad luck, first of all, knock the wood or do some voodoo, burn some leaves. Or it was his fault. Or his, or I don't know whose. But it's not me. That's the attitude. And Rumi brought it in with the first important thing to remember. That's an attitude. And the attitude that we are talking starts with it. Oh, we are talking about attitude. You know why? Because how you feel depends on your attitude. If you have an attitude of a spoiled, nagging person, you don't feel good. If you have an opposite attitude, you feel always grateful and good. As simple as that. So this is about attitude. This is not about knowledge. Rumi, loud and clear, said, the way, it's not to understand and become clever. To become a good person. To become a loving person. Period. So, what is that main sentence to remember? You have to remember it in Arabic. Because it's poetic, it's nice. Later you learn to play with this. And especially for Sufi Bey, it will increase your knowledge of Persian language. You know that. Because the Iranians, if they don't know the rule of Arab language, they miss the meaning of a lot of words. And a lot of Persian words even for them will be, the meaning will be limited to one use or something like that. Anyhow, the sentence was, Rabbana, innana, zalamna, anfusana.
Rabbana, our Lord.
Rabbana, our Lord.
Right.
Innana. It's for sure that we, zalamna, we tricked anfusana, our ego. Full time, no. We. What's important here? Rumi made sure with an example that you understand it. There are some references to different documents in Masnavi. Mainly the Quranic one. He will refer to Quran. And some people like to believe that he's actually giving you another proof or strengthening the view by that. I don't believe so. As far as I understood it, he will give you a reference to go to do some further research somewhere else if you want. That's the main course for that. But sometimes he insists to bring it in Arabic and use it again and again and make sure that you learn it there, because in those other versions it will clarify some meanings. Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana is the attitude of Adam in the first story. It's the beginning of the story. And the story is Quranic, right? Rumi added something to that Quranic version which doesn't exist in the holy books. And you know he has been a priest, a mullah, and he will not joke with that. He's a serious believer. But he added to it because these are stories. He made up a story. After all those fantastic events of the beginning, when God will say, "Oh, who did that? What happened?" And the Satan will say, "Oh my God, somehow you tricked me. Rabbi bima ra'aytani. How did you trick me?" Sound familiar? Whenever somebody will do something and you don't get it, you will say, "How did you do that?" That's when intelligence is facing magic, because magic thinks that there is a way to do that. Anyhow, Satan said, "How did you do that? How did you trick me? Adam, how about you?" He said, "Oh, we." He is here, therefore, we treated ourselves. And God will say, "The Satan is doomed, Adam is the best, but you will be kicked out of the paradise." Thanks God. Because that's the animal paradise. That's the restfulness of the animals. They're in paradise, aren't they? You know what's the meaning of paradise? If you are not responsible, and animals are not responsible, human being starts with this responsibility. Adam will accept the responsibility of something he doesn't know really. What happened? Then Rumi will say, later God called him and said, "Hey, you Adam, isn't it that if I didn't want it, it couldn't happen that way?" He said, "Of course, it's like that." He said, "Then when I called you to the judgment, how come you hid this?" Said, "Oh, because of fear. And something else. If that something else is not there, you will not understand the next story. Believe me, you. Next story, after this, will come to Parrot. In the story of Parrot, Rumi makes sure to stop before everything and to talk about walking towards the truth by fear or by love. And I say, by fear, of course it is good. The people who have the fear in their belief and they actually quit all the sins and try not to be sinner. Intelligently they decide they are walking. And they are walking one day distance, but the RF who is doing it with love will do it 50,000 times faster. And he will repeat that 50,000 times for you and all that. We'll see. Anyhow, there is more than that. Adam said, because of fear and Adab, ritual. Oh, remember the second paragraph of the first story? The third one, sorry. First story, third paragraph. Said there are some routine here. There are some rules here. There were two. Adam said, because of that, this mixture. Anyhow, we are talking about this story. Suddenly Rumi stopped the narration of the story. We know what's going to happen. We are not agitated with the ending of the story. There is no happy ending like that. He stopped it to mention something else, to bring another example. He was talking about something. If you remember, the last verses were a little bit confusing. He talked about, everything could look differently and you could be made to have illusions. The best prayer you could have is to be able to see it as it is. This reality is not in you, it's outside. You get some information only. So you could, first of all, you judge this reality with those three things you have in mind: your food, enemies, and reproduction. All of it.